This portion of the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Avon is brought to you by Pine Haven Garden Center and Greenhouses. Visit them on Detroit Road in Avon, less than a mile east of Abbey. Pine Haven Garden Center and Greenhouses since 1966 and still growing. We have with us Chris Jensen joining us to talk about the... Yesterday was Mother's Day. You probably have a lot of people coming in buying plants for Mom. I would assume that's still something that is a kind of a tradition that people still do.
Yes, we're definitely a Mother's Day shopping destination. You saw a lot of people bringing their moms in, paying for them. The funny thing that I always see is the mothers will fill up the cart, and then when they get to the registers, they're always arguing like, no, you can't pay for that. And, you know, they'll walk away for a minute, and the sons or daughters will throw the credit card on the register real quick. Hurry, hurry, she's coming back. To try to sneak in that purchase for her so she doesn't know about it as a little bit of a surprise.
Wow. And of course, I guess maybe even bigger surprise is they're the ones when they get home that they get to plant some of those plants, because there's a lot of, you know, work that goes into that. How has this season been for you? It's been kind of an odd season because people sometimes wait for like a warm day to think, oh yeah, I got to get my annuals and plants like that. Has it been kind of a slow and then it's kind of a big rush based on how the weather is?
It's been slow so far. We've seen a lot of people that will come in, walk the greenhouse, you know, get ideas, start to look, but not ready to pull the trigger yet on planting just because of the way the weather looks, the 10-day forecast having a little bit of, you know, some of that cold weather sprinkled in there. We definitely see that the excitement is starting to build. It hasn't quite hit yet. We had a great weekend because of Mother's Day weekend, but, you know, the mass plantings, the people doing their pots, getting ready to really go gung-ho with all that outside work hasn't started yet, but we know when it hits, it's going to be all at once.
Well, you know that you have to be prepared for that, have the inventory that is a part of that. People kind of look for a frost-free date. We're getting into the middle of May. Some people just like to use that Memorial Day weekend as kind of the identifiable start for something like that. What are some of the other things you're doing to prepare for that, get ready this time of the year?
Well, what we've been doing now is we've been cutting back like a lot of plant material that we had ready at May 1st, just because, you know, you always have to expect the unexpected. The season could start May 1st, it could start May 15th. Like you said, it could start Memorial Day weekend, so we have to be ready early. So a lot of times we'll have to, you know, clean some of the plants that are ready a little bit sooner than later, get ready, things like that. So we do have a great inventory. We're still fully stocked, keeping everything looking good in the greenhouses.
Anything in particular this season that's really hot, people are, you know, busting down the door to get?
You know, with Avon, it's being, you know, their 200th anniversary, we've seen a lot of like the purple, whites, and golds being ready. I know the city of Avon is one of our contracts. They actually are doing baskets. Their hanging baskets in the city are going to be purple, white, and gold to kind of celebrate that 200 years. And then two really popular colors have been red and white this year. We've seen a lot of people asking for red and white.
What plant gives you the good purple?
The best purple we found is a petunia. Petunia Royal Velvet.
Okay.
Are they hardy? Do they last?
The petunias, the super petunias that we grow, will last all summer, bloom all summer, and it's one of the non-deadheading petunias, so you don't have to spend, you know, hours out there every week pinching back the dead blooms. You kind of just let them go, and they'll vigorously bloom throughout the whole summer.
We're talking today with Chris Jensen from Pine Haven Garden Center and Greenhouses. Before we went on, we were tipped off the fact that you guys also have contracts with Cedar Point and Crocker Park. So you're kind of the company that comes in and gets those annuals to make us all jealous and wonder how come our garden beds don't look that full, don't look like that. Is that something that you guys, tell me a little bit about the process of that.
Well, Cedar Point started on May 3rd. They got their first delivery because they had their Mother's Day weekend park opening. So we did have, you know, a couple loads sent out to them. We're actually have my workers back at the greenhouse right now pulling another order for them. Crocker Park will also start this week. So they get all their plant material. They have a designer that comes in, designs everything for them, gives us the plant list, and we grow that stuff. And then they actually have their own staff that do all the planting. So our contract ends as soon as the plant material is delivered to them.
So you're not in need of the maintenance of weeding and trimming back and deadheading, that kind of a thing. That's done by their staff.
Yep, they have a staff that does a great job. You know, it's some of the most immaculate beds in the area. They really do take pride in the work that they do.
Craig, did you?
The mayor has arrived, and he's given Chris, his nephew, the business here.
Well, that's probably, you know, he hasn't probably seen him for a while because they're both busy at this time of the year, and the mayor in the new position, and, of course, Chris now getting ready for the growing season right now. People want to look for doing some sort of potted plants or, you know, container plants. Are there ones that they should, you know, what's the technique or the best way to go about making something presentable in that regard?
We actually have at our greenhouses a little planting station. We like to call it the creation station. So we do have people on staff that if you bring in their pot, You know, we will supply the potting soil. You can pick out the plant material, and we'll actually have people that will help you out, work with you to plant. So we do have people on our staff that have done this for many, many years that know exactly what's going to work well in sunny spots, shady spots, what colors complement each other, what colors don't go well together. So we will definitely have somebody to help, you know, anyone that comes in, bring your pots in. We'll get them all planted up for you, help you out, work with you. And as soon as you get them home, they'll be ready to throw out there and take care of for the summer.
I noticed some of my shrubs, especially, they seem to have some dead ends on them. I don't know whether is that related to the winter that we had, or is there something else going on?
That's definitely in relation to the winter that we've had. What you can do most of the time on that dead material is you just give it, you know, like a little trim back, knock that dead material off, as that new material will flush right through it, and you won't have any problems with
okay.
them.
I'll start doing that when I get home today.
You've got a lot to do. Now, we've talked a lot about flowers. What about shrubs and trees? Is this a good or not so good time to put them in the ground?
Oh, this is a great time to put them in the ground. We do have a full-service nursery, so we carry bald and burlap trees, container trees, shrubs, and perennials.
And for those bald and burlap trees, you could probably deliver stuff like that.
Yeah, we do have delivery services that will, you know, are area-wide. We'll help that out. We actually also will plant those for you as well for a minimal charge.
Okay. That's always a tough thing. Sometimes you think, I'd like to have that, but the weight and the size and what requires it obviously requires a lot of manpower, but that's something, as you say, you can provide. Our guest today, Chris Jensen from Pine Haven Garden Center and Greenhouses. Thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate your time today as we continue with the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Avon.